KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Traffic is flowing freely again on Bayhead Road after Metro Police responded to mounting pressure from Bluff residents. The road is a vital link within the Port of Durban, providing access to terminals, warehouses and industrial sites. Ward 66 councillor Zoe Solomon says residential roads were chaotic yesterday after the start of a six-month road rehab project. She says the biggest issue was illegally parked trucks along the port route.
Everybody's day started really badly because we did expect Bayhead area to be a controlled issue. We knew that it wouldn't be smooth sailing and we'd have to all ease into the problems that were going to arise. But the Bluff is an island. And once those trucks have entered onto our space, we are now stuck with gridlocked issues. Breakdowns and jackknives have thrown us into what I can honestly describe as a panic.
Transnet says the upgrade aims to improve safety, ease congestion and boost operations. 13,000 vehicles use the route daily, with nearly half of them being trucks. And police watchdog IPED says it plans to boost its staff numbers to tackle a growing backlog of cases. The directorate has a shortage of investigators that's left nearly 15,000 cases of alleged police misconduct unresolved. Most of these are in hotspot provinces, including KZN and Gauteng. Executive Director Dikeledi Ndladzeng was speaking in Parliament yesterday.
The department has received an additional budget allocation of 126.3 million over the next 3 years. The number of personnel will increase from 387 in 2025-2026 to 421 in 2027-2028.
And the organisation Undoing Tax Abuse has written to the Transport Minister asking for traffic fines to be waived amid a driving licence card backlog. The delay stems from the breakdown of the country's only card printing machine earlier this year, resulting in a backlog of 690,000 cards. In its letter, OUTA is calling for temporary licences to be issued to motorists affected. Executive Director Stephanie Fick says the minister should also consider extending the validity period of licence cards to 10 years while the backlog persists.
Motorists who followed the rules shouldn't be punished for government delays because the state can't deliver the cards on time, and that's not their fault. OUTA has asked Minister Creasy for a moratorium on these fines. We also want clear public communication and instructions to traffic officers to prevent any unfair treatment.
And abroad, Greece's parliament has voted to investigate a former transport minister over a deadly 2023 rail tragedy. Government lawmakers approved the probe into the actions of Kostas Karamanlis, who's welcomed the investigation as an opportunity to clear his name. 2 years ago, 57 people were killed when a passenger train and a freight train collided in central Greece. The top story, traffic is flowing freely again on Durban's Bayhead Road after Metro Police responded to mounting pressure from Bluff residents. The ward councillor says chaos erupted this week as a six-month road rehab project begins. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.